Okay, time for Becky's Classifieds. A bit hard up at the moment, aren't you, love?
Yeah, I had to borrow 20 quid off the one that doesn't speak until tomorrow.
Isn't that sweet of him, though?
Yeah, bless him.
She couldn't afford to eat, so the one that doesn't speak gave her some money.
Wow.
Yeah.
First time that's happened.
He's a very generous man. He said, how much do you want? He was lucky I only asked for 20 quid, to be honest.
You could have rinsed him.
Could have got 25 out of it.
Yeah. Right, so you've been going through the online classifieds again, because I know they are your favourite.
Yeah.
Okay, what have you found?
I found some good ones today, actually.
Yeah? Yeah. Good bargains?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see the first one. It's read out by Radio 1's early breakfast presenter, Greg James.
Cavo dental chair, fully electric, with memory positions.
Yeah.
I quite like this one.
Okay.
I don't know what I'd use it for, but I like the fact that it's got memory positions.
Hi. I have for sale a dental chair made by Cavo, the top brand in dentistry equipment. The chair's in great condition, but we have to sell due to moving abroad, and I need to empty the surgery. It can also be used for a tattooist as well.
I quite like the idea of that as well, actually.
I'd quite like to have a dental chair. Does it not to perform dentistry, just because I'd just quite like to have one, yeah.
Does it come with the little thing you spit in as well?
Hmm?
Does it come with the little thing that you
spit in? Oh, what, you spit the pink liquid in?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just want one, though. How much was it? Do you know?
No. I think it was quite cheap. Maybe 400. I think that's quite good for a dental chair.
I'm going to see if the one that doesn't speak will lend me 400 quid to buy a dental chair.
Is he moving abroad in a hurry, you think? Sounds like it. Right, okay, next one.
All free, take them away.
Now, this is the sort of ad I like.
Right. All free, take them away.
Yeah, giving it away.
You love a bit of free,
don't
you?
So I was really excited when I saw this one.
Okay. Here it is.
Approximately 10 completed jigsaw puzzles between 500 and 1,000 pieces. And fantasy, Red Indian and dolphin themes.
Not quite what I was looking for, but...
But they're free.
But they're free, so
who
why
cares?
Not?
But they're completed.
Wait till you hear what you can do with a completed jigsaw.
These puzzles have been completed and mounted on hardboard, ready for framing. These make ideal wall fillers, or could just be hung as they are.
You see?
She's going to hang a jigsaw on your wall. Why would you do that? Who has a jigsaw framed on their wall?
But also...
Yeah, I've never seen one.
These are brilliant, because if you don't want it framed... Mm. Wait...
Alternatively, they can be blown gently with a hairdryer, or be broken down again into a puzzle so you can enjoy again.
What?
Blown gently with a hairdryer? Why'd you blow dry a jigsaw?
I don't know.
I think it might melt the glue.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
What, so it comes apart?
I think Greg's read that one wrong, actually. I don't think they can be blown with a hairdryer or taken apart. I think it's blown with a hairdryer to take them apart.
Oh, I see.
But I quite like the idea of just like standing there.
With
blowing,
just randomly blowing nothing a jigsaw the, nothing, with a hairdryer.
Nothing on telly tonight?
Yeah, I'll just blow my jigsaw again. Right. Okay, next one.
This guy, the All Free Take Them Away, had some other stuff as well.
Small box of kitchenware. Mainly mugs of different sizes and designs, but a few side plates, glasses, and other bits and bobs. No utensils or cookware, though.
Oh, that's a shame.
Hairdryer?
But it is free.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And finally, brand new aluminium lightweight crutches. Tall adult size. Collection ASAP.
I like that. I've always wanted some crutches. Okay, what's next?
Now this
these
is
are good today.
Now,
you've done
you
really
what?
Well to find these bargains.
This might seem stupid, but I think this is very, very, very useful and quite cheap.
Spare Scrabble tiles / Monopoly bits.
What?
Are you missing a letter tile or two from your Scrabble set? If so, I have loads of spares.
Oh, brilliant.
See, that is useful.
Yeah. Please email me to say which letters you need, and also describe the back of the tile, as different sets have different backs.
It gets quite specialist here.
For example, some tiles are quite thick and have a circular indentation at the back. Others are thinner and have just a rim around the edge.
I never knew that. You.
Me neither. You learned something as well.
I also have some spare small magnetic tiles for travel Scrabble. Please email me to check I have exactly the tiles you want before buying.
He doesn't sound like the kind of person I want to get involved in an email conversation with.
They are cheap.
Price is £1 for up to 2 tiles.
Wow.
£1 for two. Does it depend though whether it's a vowel or a tricky consonant? Are the tricky consonants more expensive?
Yeah.
If you want more than two tiles, that's fine. Just email me to discuss.
I could do you a deal on more than two tiles.
I also have some spare bits for traditional UK Monopoly. 99p for two houses.
Now that
is a
must be building them on Old Kent Road.
That's that's a bargain, that is.
Loving those today. Really good. Thanks, Becky. Are you going to buy any of them?
The jigsaws. Get the jigsaw.
Get the jigsaw. And then tomorrow we can blow it with a hairdryer. This is Usher.